Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District. They're getting ready for the first farmer's market, outdoor farmer's market of the season. And right now, weather looks pretty good, sunny outside, but they are calling for some clouds and a chance of showers this evening. High near 76, cloudy tonight as well with some rain. And then for Saturday, cloudy with showers likely and a high near 65. Bailey, I mean, there's nothing you can do about the weather. I mean, you've got kids, you know, you plan things, you do the best you can. Just throw your hands up and go, right? It's not going to stop anything that happens over there tonight.
Well, to our advantage, the covered pavilion that we're under keeps all of our vendors and shoppers covered rain or shine. Mm-hmm. So we don't worry too much about the weather. People still come out to support all of our vendors. Opening day is one of the most exciting days of the season for us.
10th anniversary.
It is our 10th anniversary year. It is hard to believe. I've witnessed the market grow so much since I started in 2018, but 2016 is when that pavilion was built with help from the City of Newark and the TJ Evans Foundation, so we thank them so much. But yeah, exciting things. The market just continues to grow into the 10th year, so really looking forward to celebrating it.
I remember being down there when they, you know, here's the groundbreaking for it and Sarah Wallace and everybody, and you kind of thought, how's this going to work out? I mean, you could not have planned that any better. I mean, I know you didn't have anything to do, but I mean, it has turned out to be a beautiful facility and a well-used facility.
It is. We are so extremely lucky. I mean, beyond the farmer's market, the pavilion's used for event rentals throughout the season, and it is just a beautiful space, a great addition to the downtown.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a foodie?
I'm a huge foodie. Yes. And I think that that's something that kind of most everyone here has in common is we love food.
Go ahead, Riley.
Food is love.
It is. So that's, you know, it brings people to the market. It doesn't matter how what your food preferences are. It's food in general brings people together. So,
and people like to know what's trendy. People definitely want to know where their food is sourced these days, more and more and more. So walk through the criteria for people that are vending. How do they get to be a vendor at the farmer's market?
So we're a strict producer-only market. You're not going to find people trying to come and resell products that they've bought at a grocery store or somewhere else. Every one of our vendors has to have made or grown the product themselves. So you're getting the freshest produce. A lot of our vendors are located within Licking County, if not very close to Licking County. So we're talking super local. Even when it comes to like baked goods or other value added products, they're not having all of the added, you know, chemicals and other.
All the schmutzy stuff.
Yeah, it's real food. That's what it is. The market has real food. You know, if you've been there, it's beyond just produce there and the baked goods. There's meat, cheese, jams and jellies, sourdough bread, speaking of things that are popular, sourdough bread products.
Very popular in the Riley household.
And I can't get my wife to like it. She thinks I'm crazy. I love sourdough bread.
Yes. Well, there's sourdough like cinnamon rolls and sourdough cookies and things like that that are sold there, too, by our sourdough vendors. Mm-hmm. So we have just about everything. the beef jerky, gosh.
Here, let me help you out. There's this thing called the crazy cucumber.
Oh, yes.
We have become good friends with the crazy cucumber.
They are fantastic.
But I know they were at the indoor market, and we'll get to that in a second. But there are some, and you know this as well as I do, Bailey, folks go there for a particular thing. I know Bryn Bird has her farm, and they're there, and all the other farms. I know Branstools is down there, too. People love certain things, they're going and looking for it. And that's what makes the farmer's market so nice.
And our vendors love being there because they've developed relationships with the people in this community. So that, I mean, it means so much to them to have people that, you know, that love Crazy Cucumber. That keeps them coming back every week.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Crazy Cucumber person?
Of course. And something exciting that will be at the market this year related to the Crazy Cucumber. So I don't know if you've seen them at other events, but the Crazy Cucumber has their own food truck now called the Crispy Cucumber, where they sell fried pickles. So it gets even better. If you're a fan of pickles, they're pickles. Check our Facebook page. That's where we post like our food trucks that we have each week. So it won't be today, but at some point this season, we're hoping to have the Crispy Cucumber a few times come out and serve their fried pickles.
My mind is boggled
right now.
I can't imagine
how
delicious that must be.
Now, do you have a favorite?
a favorite flavor of
the pickles?
Oh, I think their hot garlic is pretty good.
Yeah, I seen
it. A little spicy.
My son likes that.
Not too bad.
Yeah. I'm a bread and butter guy, Dylan, okay. Old fashioned. Just give me the, there's one that you like. Is it creamy?
I like the horseradish. I like the garlic dill. I mean, you put garlic in anything, I'm in. Keeps the vampires away. Tastes great.
Now, how many vendors can you accommodate down there? And is there a waiting list? And what do you tell folks who want to get into the market?
Yeah, so we've grown to the point that our market is at capacity each week for vendors, with vendors on a wait list. So we have max capacity to host 46 vendors at the market space. A few vendors rent two spaces, so you usually see between like that 40 and 46 vendors each week. If we are in a wait list, you know, we encourage vendors to still reach out to us, start a relationship, because, you know, we could end up having them the next season. Mm-hmm. But we're pretty full, and we're lucky to be that way. And
which makes it a great destination, because, you know, some farmers markets, again, you got to start somewhere, but sometimes they're a little small. This one is established after 10 years. It's a place people go. You start to get to know a little bit. But what's cool is there's some new places, too. Do you have new vendors this year?
We do. We always have, our solid returning vendors. And then we do get new vendors each year as well. And you know, some vendors end up leaving for different reasons. They either kind of outgrow the market or have other, you know, move into more of like a wholesale model. So that's usually how we lose vendors, or they move away. But this year, we have a few new produce vendors. We have a younger girl selling completely sugar-free baked goods. Mm-hmm. That's something a little unique. Mm-hmm. We have a vendor selling homemade, like, healthy popcorn mixes. So, of course, we've got, you know, Weathervane Kettle Corn. They're still selling all their sweet popcorn mixes and lemon shake-ups. And then we have another, you know, healthy popcorn vendor this year. So,
hey, I just got a popcorn machine for Christmas. It's down in my man cave. You know I'm going to be buying some of this.
Absolutely.
To stock up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, we can't think of her name. She's been in here before. She makes her own soaps. And I think she's been down there as well. But that's the beauty of it. There's so many different types of vendors, to your point from earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I mean, beyond food. I mean, we do have goat milk soap vendors, a few craft items here and there week to week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, different things to see each week. It's not always the exact same lineup of vendors. So there's always something different. And beyond the vendors, what does change too consistently is the food truck that we have each week, the live music, the activities we have set out for families and kids. So it's really an entertaining spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk a little bit about the entertainment, because I know, as you mentioned, and I try to highlight that too when we do a little story. Hey, here's who's playing down here tonight. I'll tell you, it's a great place to sit and just go buy whatever, eat while you're down there and you're listening to music. But it's a lot of fun to just do that and kind of just watch.
Yeah. Well, one of our favorite performances of the year is this opening market, because we have the Newark High School Band come down. And they just do a fantastic job. They practice for this. And every year they open up the market for us. And they just blow us away. Mm-hmm. They're so talented. They bring their families. It's loud but fun. And it ties so well to that celebration of opening up the market, just to have a full band there.
Go big or go home.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely.
And I know usually Newark Mayor Jeff Hall will come down and ring the bell to get it started. So, I mean, you have that for you as well. Before we take a break, you mentioned that folks can learn this information. Is it just as simple as going to Facebook and then you guys lay out who's going to be there as far as vendors and entertainment, so it makes it easy for folks?
Yeah, so if you follow us on Facebook, and you don't have to have an account to actually just go on our Facebook page and see our announcements each week, but we do keep those weekly posts the most up to date with all the information we know about the list of vendors for that week, the food truck, the music. And we do have a lot of information on our website, just canalmarketdistrict.org.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to find. I know that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District. Sunshine right now, giving way to some clouds. Slight chance of rain later today, high near 76. Cloudy tonight, could see some showers, low near 57. And then I think, Joel, you were saying that the day for sure that we're going to get some rain is tomorrow. So
yeah, it looks like there's a real chance of steady rain and heavy rain during the day tomorrow. I mean, they're talking half inch, three quarters of an inch. I got an inch yesterday. I mean, those storms that went through.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think they had a severe thunderstorm watch or warning up for parts of Licking County yesterday, but I went up to see Mom in Mount Vernon last night and drove right through the teeth of it. So it was brutal for about 5 miles. I mean, wipers on blast and the dog was hunkered down. It was crazy.
Hey, now, is your dog one of those that, like I told you, we've got one that he just comes right up to you. He won't leave your side when you get the thunder and lightning?
Hasn't been through a lot of thunder and lightning yet, but okay. You know, when that first flash of lightning goes and then everything's all tense. So yeah, I anticipate that'll probably be the way this one is.
Now, you've got a couple little ones and you got another one on the way. What are they like when it's raining? Is it like, Mom, Dad, help? Or are they just, you know what, we'll go do what we want to do?
Yeah, I think they embrace it. Uh-huh. We find those rainy day activities. Yeah.
And you'll have them down at the Canal Market District, too. So they like to run around down there as well. And you put your money where your mouth is. Well, they put your money where their mouth your mouth is.
Yes. They're always wanting to buy those sweet treats from our vendors. And we embrace it. I love getting to have them at the market with me every week.
Yeah.
It's a very family-friendly environment. So.
And that's what I was going to get at. It is. I mean, you see a lot of families down there. A lot of folks just kind of taking their time, milling around. And then the other thing about this, and I think this is what was the beauty of the whole thing with Sarah Wall. Wallace's vision, it's going to get people to come downtown, and you see what's happened downtown. You said you've been there since 2018. It's a kind of just amazing to me how from that market district, it's all just pushed out to downtown. It's really a beautiful place to be on a Friday night.
It is. And to your point, you know, beyond the market, there's so much going on in downtown, so many restaurants to visit, so many shops to visit. So I see frequently people coming down and shopping at the market and then going out to dinner on the square or vice versa. And now with the arcade open, there are almost 20 additional businesses and some restaurants that'll be opening soon to come down and shop from and visit. It is beautiful.
Talk about that. This was the first year for that indoor market down at the arcade. I know Joel and I have both been down there, and I told you, I was blown away at just how nice that was inside. Now, it gets a little cramped. I'll give you that, especially when you got a big body like this. It gets a little cramped. But what a great, great venue for that, for the indoor farmers market.
Everyone is blown away when they go into the arcade. It is the most beautiful addition to downtown. We had a fantastic indoor market there the past few months. So this was kind of part of the vision when they talked about the arcade and what it'll be and how it'll serve the community. And they knew, you know, they have that long open corridor that, hey, we could bring the farmers market indoors here in the winter months and allow it to run year round. So we started that when the arcade finished about February. And now this year, when our outdoor season ends at the end of October, we'll be able to go straight into the arcade that next Friday in November. So we're going to be, you know, 6 months outdoors under our covered pavilion there in downtown. And then the other 6 months just right into the arcade. And it has been so, yeah, just mutually beneficial for our vendors and then the businesses in the arcade. To draw, you know, that extra traffic in and get people shopping local.
Now, how many vendors can you fit in there? Because I know that first week you had them shoehorned in there. I mean, it was pretty packed.
It was pretty packed. We do have about 25 vendors at the indoor market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd think, like, what can sell in the winter months, you know, but there's a lot. And we actually, Birds Haven did stick with us. So they've got produce, even their winter produce, think, you know, squash and sweet potatoes and things like that, spinach that they sold there. And then we've got all the other fun things, the meat and jams and jellies and
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, and too, when you talk about feeding a family, I mean, you're talking about produce that's in season, nutrient dense. I mean, it's all good and it's all local. So, I mean, I just don't know how anybody beats that. I mean, I know people used to go to Kroger and used to go into Giant Eagle and, you know, all these and pick your spot. But when you're talking about locally grown fresh produce, win, win, win.
Yeah. And especially now with, as we've noticed higher prices on food at the grocery stores, there were several times this indoor season at the arcade where I was finding a dozen eggs for cheaper than I could find at any grocery store. Mm-hmm. So I was stocking up at the market. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those fresh eggs keep so much better because the grocery store ones, mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're bad. I just don't know. But when you're buying fresh eggs from a local producer, those are some quality eggs.
Fresh food truly is best. It tastes the best. It lasts the longest. It is.
Yeah. Did you hear that, honey? Sourdough bread from the farmer's market will last the longest. I don't know if you caught that yet. I'm trying to get myself some sourdough bread at the house. You go back to that, and to Joel's point, some families may not be able to go to the grocery store and get it, but I know you guys have teamed. You take SNAP benefits, correct? There's ways for folks, and I think Lincoln Memorial helps out with making sure folks get food with their prescription program. The community has rallied around that. So there is opportunities for folks who maybe can't afford to go to the store to come down there and get their fresh produce, correct?
Yeah, so we are really focused on trying to help our community access healthy food. So we do accept SNAP, and if you are shopping with SNAP benefits at the market, we participate in some SNAP match programs where we can match your transaction up to a certain amount. With help from the Licking County Foundation, they've really helped support, a grant that allows us to do that. So we're so thankful for their support. And we also take part in the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. So we put out information about that program on our Facebook page, but encourage anyone to reach out to us if they'd like to learn more about how to get enrolled in the program. But essentially, once they are, they'll get a card with money on it to come spend specifically at the farmers market from our vendors. So great way for them to get down and purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, honey.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to get folks who would not usually be able to do that. I can't remember, your predecessor, Michelle Newman, once told me that, they had some kids down there had never seen certain types like eggplant, and they're like, well, what is this? And again, it's all about how you were raised and what you have. That to me just doesn't seem right. But then you think about, there are kids that probably have not seen a potato, have not seen what an eggplant is, a squash or something like that. It's a great way to come down there and get them to try these things so that, they can increase their palate a little bit and eat healthier.
Right. And the farmers market is, the only place I can think of really that you can talk to the people that grew your food. You don't get that opportunity at the grocery store. And our vendors are happy to, they love talking to people about what they do, how they grow their food, what is it? There might be varieties of peaches or plums or things I haven't seen before either. And it's fun to learn, mm-hmm. To try something new.
How'd you get involved? I thought you said 2018. I know you said you're a foodie. I mean, you can tell we are. But I mean, how did you get involved? What was it that you said, I want to be a part of this?
I think probably the biggest reason is I love community and looking for opportunities to connect the community. The Canal Market District is just one of those places that allows you to do that, to bring people, together. But also, I do love food. So it naturally, I'm like, I just loved visiting the farmers market myself. And I just knew I wanted to be able to help with it in some way. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, I'm going to throw you on the spot. Give me a couple places that maybe not a lot of people have maybe been to the vendors that you really like to go to every time you're in there when the vendors come in. Is there a particular thing where Bailey McCoy has to go every Friday night and the kids are running around and saying, I want that, Mom, I want that. What would Bailey McCoy be taking home on a Friday night?
Okay, well, this is a funny one. I didn't really know what microgreens were. And we have a microgreen vendor there. And it's Mackin Farms Microgreens sells these microgreens, which are pretty much like the sprouts of like vegetable plants before they fully grow. And you can grow them at home. They sell kits, but they're really have a really high like nutritional value, and they're crunchy. Like you'll see them sprinkled in salads or on sandwiches, or like my kids will just eat them plain, like handfuls of these microgreens. And I know they're super healthy, and they're, again, it's just like a fun snack, and they like to kind of joke that they're eating like grass or something because that's what it looks like. But it's fun, and I would encourage that to be, you know, something that you try just to add a little something extra into your food,
a
little extra nutrition.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when she gets out her scissors and cut, hey, yes, you want to try some, and snips a little off and gives you like a little pinch there and try it. I mean, the flavor is subtle, but I'm telling you, when you add it to a sandwich or you add it to a salad, you know you're eating healthy and you know you're eating fresh. It makes it so much better.
I don't know that I've seen it there.
Is that right? Oh, you got to try it.
Now, again, look at me. Where's the cinnamon rolls? Micros? Where's the cinnamon?
Micro
brew. We have plenty of that,
micro
too.
Yeah, all right, now, the bad Bailey, what are you running to? I don't want to hear any of this good stuff, this healthy stuff. Is there something that, a cookie? Because there's some good, you know, sweet treats down there now.
Yes, for sure. We have Lona Bell's Baked Goods sells lots of different cookies. Those are really popular with my family. And we have County Road Candy sells all of the like freeze-dried candy. So like your popular candies like Skittles, Starburst, things like that, they sell in like freeze-dried form.
Really?
So it's just a little different texture along with all their, you know, caramel apples, homemade chocolates.
Mm. Yeah, okay. You can go have your microgreens. Brother going to get the caramel apple. I don't know about the freeze-dried candy, but the caramel apple, I'm
on.
Oh,
come on. You've never eaten a Skittle?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
But I'm not a Skittle guy. I saw you walk out here with a couple packages.
I got Skittles in my pocket right now.
It's all about balance, and we've got it all.
Yeah.
There's
Look at us. Do you think we balance?
Yes.
So you've got the hours. Let's remind folks, and Joel mentioned, I mean, it's a long season. Let folks know when the farmer's market. Plus, there's a lot of other events. I know you got a couple coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so the farmer's market is every Friday from 4 to 7, now under the Outdoor Pavilion at 36 East Canal Street in downtown Newark. That runs till the end of October. We also have a smaller Tuesday farmer's market that starts in June from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, so tomorrow, we have our Mother's Day craft market from 10 to 2. Same place under our covered pavilion.
Yeah, and can you rent that, by the way?
Yes.
So I know there've been weddings down there before, has there not? So folks can rent the pavilion if they want personally just to do that. How do they do that? Just simply come down and check it out and give you a call?
Yep, contact us. We have information about event rentals on our website as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great... Well, we've been to events down there. I know the Chamber of Commerce does things down there, and you got the jail. That's what I like, too. You got the courthouse. The old county jail is there. You can just make a great night of it, and now you got the parking that they're putting
always
in.
Always good people watching.
Oh,
always,
well,
always,
yeah,
always.
That's
always
everywhere.
Yes.
So. But again, the Facebook page, if folks want that information, where do they need to go?
Just Canal. So on Facebook, it's just Canal Market District. Really just search that. And then, like I said, our website is canalmarketdistrict.org.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll be down there tomorrow night with the kids running around. Mom.
We are down there almost every market week.
Yeah. And you said, what time will they get there today to start setting up?
Our vendors get there a few hours early. They'll be there between 1:30 and 2 today starting to set up, and sales will start at 4.
Yep, and then you can just check everything out and go down and have a lot of fun. It's a blast if you haven't been down there. I think most people know. Here's the other thing, too. I know you draw from around the central Ohio area, too, because I've heard people say, oh, yeah, we drove over from Franklin or Fairfield County. People know about it. They want to come. They want to see it. And to yours and Joel's point, it's all about that local produce. People want the local food. Mm-hmm. So no better place to do it than at the Canal Market District Farmers Market. Again, tonight from 4 to 7. Never have to worry about rain or shine. Just go down there and have some fun. Who's the entertainment tonight? Newark High School Band?
Newark High School Band.
Yep. So there you go. And Mayor Hall will be down there and get everything going. Bailey, it's a pleasure having you in. I know you're very busy. I was shocked when you got back to me so quick. Like, oh, yeah, I can come in. I'm like, all right, there you go. She's really asking for trouble now. Same night as the market, she's coming down here. So good luck tonight and moving forward this year with the farmer's market. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to seeing you down at the market this season.
Yeah. Be sure to join us Monday on Talk of the Town. Lauren Harvey, the executive director of the Weather Vane Playhouse, will be in. We'll be talking about their upcoming season. Again, the Weather Vane Playhouse on Monday's Talk of the Town.